Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. A teen remains in critical condition following a shooting on I-55. Stuart McMillan joins us now live in studio with what the family is saying. Stuart?
Tom, Megan, 16-year-old Colin Brown was shot while riding in an SUV with his dad, Calvin, on Saturday night on I-55 and Bates. The shot came from outside the vehicle. In a statement released on social media, the Brown family expressed their gratitude to the St. Louis City Police Department, but also calling for more support of police. They say, quote, "As a family and as a former law enforcement official with over 28 years of experience, we believe that greater efforts are needed in the city of St. Louis and the surrounding region to support the police and equip them with the necessary tools to combat such senseless, violent gun crimes." Close quote. No one is in custody for the shooting at this time, but police have called a noon press conference for today to hopefully fill in some of the gaps in the details of what happened with the shooting. Live in Studio B, Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
There's a development in the case of a documentary series star from Missouri.
Tonya Haddix will be prosecuted for criminal contempt charges relating to the conduct that was revealed in Chimp Crazy.
That's PETA attorney Brittany Pete telling KMOX News about Friday's announcement by an Eastern Missouri federal judge that December 16th is the deadline set for a U.S. attorney to decide on prosecuting Haddix. If the answer is no, a private attorney will be appointed by the court. Pete says Haddix attempted to fake a celebrity chimpanzee's death to keep him in her possession.
There's no chance that Tonya will ever get Tonka back. It is illegal for her to own a chimpanzee under our consent agreement.
Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Some Florissant residents are seeking answers after sewage floods their homes during heavy rains.
We are not naming this resident. She's been in her home 11 years, and this last rain, 2 feet of raw sewage filled her basement due to an overcharged main.
The only real fix for that is to replace the entire sewer line along the street with a bigger line because they're getting overcharged by stormwater leaking in. And unfortunately, MSD won't do that. And we've been complaining to Florissant, the St. Louis County, to MSD. They just won't do it.
We took those concerns to MSD's Bess McCoy.
Well, there's a lot of confusion around this, a lot of frustration. And, you know, frankly, I'd be frustrated too if I had water in my basement. But we want to make sure that the people who had water because of public sewer system get that taken care of, but also give some advice, give people, point people in the right direction if it's more of a private property issue, which we are seeing from a lot of places.
Sounds like the city didn't tell them that it was, some instances, it was private. They made it sound like it was an MSD issue.
Well, and I can't speak for the city. I'd recommend you ask them, you know, specifically what they told residents. But we have been working with the city on this. We're hosting this meeting in conjunction with them. The city knows that we're also not responsible for private laterals. It's a groundwater issue that would not fall under our jurisdiction. action or responsibility.
Frequently, MSD is not liable for most backups and damage. That means the homeowner is responsible. The resident you heard from before said this last rainfall on November 4th was worse than ever because the other side of the street, which usually is not affected, they were this time as well. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Tuesday night's meeting at 6 o'clock at Florissant City Hall.
Services are today for longtime civil rights advocate Esther Haywood. She was the former St. Louis County NAACP president and former Missouri State Representative. Esther's daughter, Dr. Angela Haywood Gaskin, tells KMOX about her legacy.
Even as a little girl, when we lived in Memphis, we moved here in 1968 after Dr. King was killed. Within months of that, Mama was very active in going to rallies and all of that such and at that time, she was 28 years old, and I was 8 years old. And when we got to St. Louis, she immediately jumped right into being active in something within the community.
The funeral is today at Prince of Peace Church at 9350 Natural Bridge Road. Visitation begins at 10 with a celebration of life following at 11. Mrs. Haywood passed away last week. She was 84.
It's 8:07. It'll be a while before you can see him, but there's a new baby elephant at the St. Louis Zoo.
Zoo officials have announced the birth of their eighth Asian elephant. The male calf named Jed was born early Saturday. He is the first product of the zoo's artificial insemination program, which supports endangered elephants. Jed's birth now makes four generations of Asian elephants at the St. Louis Zoo. He was born to Jade, the zoo's 17-year-old female, and Jake, an Asian elephant that lives at the Denver Zoo. A news release says Jed and his mother are both doing well, but they will not be able to come outside until he's older. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, Midwest Bank Center is making good on its goal to focus on St. Louis neighborhoods that have historically struggled to gain access to capital by lending an additional $200 million over 5 years. Those loans focus on community development projects, nonprofits, faith-based institutions, and small businesses in disinvested neighborhoods. Midwest CEO Orvin Kimbrough says communities need capital investment and tax dollars, not just charity. According to the Business Journal, 57% of those loans went to 22 zip codes in St. Louis City and North County. The $200 million goal was set in 2021. Kimbrough says the next step is to hit $300 million from 2026 through 2030.
An airline catering company based in Switzerland closing its unit in Berkeley and laying off more than 100 workers. Gate Gourmet says due to current business conditions, it's terminating select catering services and its union employees will have rights to bump or displace other workers. The company says it hopes to regrow its business in St. Louis in the future.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.